AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This hour, President Obama chairs a gathering of world leaders on how best to counter terrorism. Terrorists like the Islamic State Group. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith is with the president at the UN summit in New York.
The president says there's no accommodating, only destroying an apocalyptic cult like Islamic State, which beheads and enslaves.
We do so with a determination to ensure that there will never be a safe haven for terrorists who carry out these crimes.
Obama's wrapping up 3 days of talks with world leaders that included his speech to the General Assembly, in which he said America's already shown with Al-Qaeda it won't be outlasted by extremists. Not to be outdone, Russia's also chairing a meeting on counterterrorism tomorrow in its capacity as this month's president of the Security Council. Mark Smith with the President, New York.
The State Department says it didn't know that some messages on Hillary Clinton's homebrew email server would be classified as highly secret, so it didn't give her lawyer a secure enough method of reading that material. Our Martin DeCaro's in Washington with this.
In July, officials installed a safe at the office of Attorney David Kendall after the government determined some of Hillary Rodham Clinton's emails may have contained classified information, but said in a letter to Senate investigators the safe was not suitable for so-called top-secret sensitive compartmented information, which the government has said was found in some messages.
Today, a federal judge will consider whether a North Carolina man should be forcibly medicated so he can face a charge that he tried to join Al-Qaeda-linked fighters in Syria. The issue is whether prosecutors can force antipsychotic drugs on Basit Sheikh, who lives in Cary, North Carolina, but was born in Pakistan. He has had months of treatment at a mental hospital near Raleigh. This is AP Radio News. Taliban fighters are closing off escape routes for those in a key Afghan city the Taliban captured yesterday. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani.
On the streets of Kunduz, the Taliban are celebrating after seizing their first urban area since the U.S. invasion 14 years ago. It's a huge setback for Afghan security forces stunned by the assault and for President Ashraf Ghani, who says his military has already launched a counteroffensive to retake the city, one of Afghanistan's biggest and wealthiest. The U.S. conducted an airstrike there today, with a spokesman saying it was aimed at eliminating a threat to the force. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Iraqi officials say a suicide attack on a security checkpoint north of Baghdad has killed at least 7 people. 4 of them are Iraqi soldiers. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.